Ну, you know, it's always customer looking what found the right mix between insourcing, nearshore, offshore, on-site, you know. And from one side, it's clear that offshore is more economical, you know, but it necessary to involve business. More difficult, you know, that if, for example, people who is consulting, you know, not present in customer facility, you know, doing something, you know, remote, you know. It means the process more complicated, but cheaper. Yeah. In this case, if it's, for example, nearshore, when the IT specialist, which they are outsourcing, can come in, for example, every day, you know, or at least every week, you know, for spend 1 or 2 days, you know. No, for example, our practice from Brno Center, you know, to Austrian customer, you know, it is drive distance, you know, they can easily come, you know. Or just now we are discussing project in Lithuania, you know, it's 180 kilometers, you know, it is really near shore. The people can come easily for 1-2 days and after that working in our facility. And it's always balance. But it's in this case, it's more expensive. This is clear, yeah. And what combination of this one? Last 2 years, some of the customers trying to increase own staff, you know, to put the job what they're outsourcing and create own department, you know. It's called insourcing, you know. It means they create some team. It is independent enterprise, you know. But now they found that it's not economical. Because if it's for this new structure, in any case, it will be paid those expenses, you know. In this case, it's no competition, you know, and in front of customer, business customer, you know. And after 1, 2, 3 years, they found, okay, this cost is growing, necessary to do something, you know. They told, okay, probably it will be economical if it's in sourcing company to provide service for somebody else, not only for mother company, yeah? But they easily found that with cost what they have, you know, they are not competitive, you know, and they can sell those service only to mother company, you know, because if with such cost they're coming for somebody else, they're not, they can compete. And it's all the time moving, one direction and this one, you know, and I think it's all of will present, you know. Offshore service will be present, nearshoring will be present, you know. Insourcing, I think it's quite temporary, because it's economic. Shows that probably it's not best way, you know, this one. And it was popular 2-3 years ago, but what I'm feeling this year already, a lot of people who was in sourcing structure, you know, now the company, mother company, try to move somehow, somewhere, you know, this is a process. Not all the rest, on-site, no, on-site, it's clear, yeah, it is practically the same cost, you know, like what you take from your own employee.
Yeah.
It's not big difference. You know.
But has the different kind of delivery models, like software as a service, like delivering cloud-based services, has that changed the way that you deliver to clients in many projects?
No, first of all, cloud, it's right new.
Yeah.
It is just now, especially for us, it's new. We are only in process, you know. We have a few samples, but it's just now not big statistic. Practically with cloud, no, 1-2 year we are start working with customer, you know, and this EDP center we are opening only end of last year, you know, and it's just now I can tell about our experience. I'm feeling that future in this case, but it's also necessary to change mentality of the customer, especially in former Soviet Union territory. In the West, it is just now already present.
They're more confident to use it.
Yes, yes. In this territory, no, some of the management would like to have some own staff, you know, when they have possibility with administrative controlling, you know, the process, and some people afraid this new model, you know, but it's going.
Mm.
It's going, and I'm absolutely sure that in 2-3 years it's coming and will be main form of present IT service.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that's looking ahead for the next couple of years, that's the biggest change that we'll see?
Yeah. It's already going, you know, and it's just now, probably it's not so present, you know, in as a big part of revenue of the IT company, yeah. But it is a lot of product preparing, you know, a lot of discussion with the customer, a lot of different seminar presentation, you know. And finally, it's coming with some big project like this one. It's not big part of revenue at the moment, you know, but it's a lot of job going in this direction.